10 years ago, I heard about a group at church that was going downtown to wash people's feet. On a last-minute whim, I jumped in and joined them. They were attending an event for those experiencing homelessness and offered a space for people to soak their feet in hot water, have their feet washed, and maybe share their story. We carefully set up our basins, towels, soap, and foot powder. At first, we didn't have many takers. Some came over to see what we were doing, and a common reaction was, "Oh, well, I wash my own damn feet." Just like Peter, there was initial hesitation, and I knew without a doubt I would be one of those walking right on past. But the bravery of those first ones stepping forward and taking their shoes off encouraged others, and a line formed. Washing the feet of my first guest felt odd and awkward, and I wondered if I was doing it correctly and what to say. And most of their feet were clean anyway. After a few more guests, a man sat down and took off his shoes. He was well-dressed, dignified, and kind, but his bare feet looked like they'd been through a lot and especially tough. He proudly said, "These are the feet of a man who grew up with no shoes. He had grown up in the desert of Ethiopia and never wore a pair of shoes until age 17. He always wanted them, but his dad said, 'No, I never had them. Your grandfather never had them, nor anyone else in our family going back to the beginning of time.' He had come to the U.S. 30 years prior and worked as a cab driver, but had been robbed one too many times and couldn't take another day of fear. So after a couple years of living on savings, he was out on the streets. But street life was difficult, and he was considering returning to cab driving soon. After a while, I noticed a man come back for a second foot washing, and another returned to just sit quietly nearby. Another jumped in and enthusiastically started washing feet himself. What was bringing them back? While washing a woman's feet, she asked me, "Did you know Jesus washed feet?" Gradually, the awkwardness and concern of washing feet correctly fell away. The opportunity to simply sit together in a moment of dignity became more important. The foot washing was orienting everyone in the space into a rare order where the marginalized were sitting above the others. Christ the servant's gift to us of his act of foot washing was providing this little community a moment of connection and a break from brokenness. It seemed an ordinary public space in our city was transforming into holy ground, and we were dipping toes into holy water. In the Psalms today, there's a hint of what happens when we serve God and each other. "O Lord, I am your servant. I am your servant and the child of your handmaid. You have freed me from my bonds." We're awash in images and information today that beckon us to forget who we are in God's sight. And when that happens, we look for other ways to redraw our identities, emphasizing nation, class, race, or legal status. The iconic image of Jesus takes us into an unexpected picture of loving King as servant, as slave, washing feet. It provides us with a vision of a different kingdom, reminds us we are common citizens of that kingdom, and loosens bonds of isolation, fear, earthly circumstances, and culturally assigned identities. Through stepping up in humility to have our feet sacramentally washed, the unutterable word of God is spoken around us. We don't have to say a word. After 10 years of returning to foot washing events, I'm reminded each time that washing feet is not a goal in and of itself. Most of the guests' feet are, in fact, already perfectly clean. And it is not a critical service needed for survival on the streets. But what's behind the symbol is critical for us all. The reality of Christ's radical, self-emptying love for us. In her book, Eyes to See, the Reverend Mary Green calls icons windows into the kingdom. This type of icon is a painting of Jesus Christ or other holy figure, typically in a traditional style on wood, venerated and used as an aid to devotion. One of these icons is in front of me right now on the pulpit. We'll just have to wait a few days to see it. And others hanging behind in Macaw Chapel. These gifts from Eastern Orthodoxy were created to assist in developing spiritual eyesight, not to gaze at abstractly as passive observers, but as a means of prayerfully interacting through them with the divine. Green says, icons can be powerful ways to help us catch glimpses of God's presence. They provide a vehicle for our participation in God's redemptive work. She also points out that icons are not contrived to produce emotion, but to facilitate the prayer of the viewer. In Mark, Jesus asks his disciples if they have eyes and fail to see. Icons are tools used to help us out when our eyes fail to see. A person can be an icon representing something else. Deacons are an example, as their role in ministry is to represent Christ as servant in the world. The deacon's setting of the table, pouring the wine, sending out the lay Eucharistic visitors, and sending us forth at the dismissal are all symbols of Christ's servanthood in the world. Most deacons have separate servant ministries outside of the congregation, and our Deacon Earl's ministries are the Mission to Seafarers, the AIDS Care Team, and Nursing Home Chaplain. A foot washing event doesn't have to be a fleeting moment of barriers falling and experiencing a momentary nearness to God. In today's gospel, Jesus gives us the key for what God wants for us all of the time and for us to take out into the world. Just as I have loved you, you should also love one another. He wants to loosen our bonds and for us to be his servants in the world, loosening the bonds of others. When the foot washing event was over, the cleanup and storing of the supplies felt very similar to taking a turn at altar guild and cleaning up after Eucharist. The towels, foot powder, and soap had become sacraments in themselves, just as the bread and wine become sacred to us at the table. Jesus prepares this night to give everything he is tomorrow, his life for us. Why? Because that was the way he was able to tell the people around him that he loves them. Christ is still washing our feet and telling us that he loves us. Let's go into this icon together with all our fears, brokenness, and inclination to walk on past. We are invited to enter into the reality of the love it points to.